We're going to call to order the special meeting of the Board of Trustees for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts Number 1 through 5 this Thursday, August 28th at 2:30 p.m. The meeting is being held at the offices of York Howell. let's do a quick, in South Jordan, Utah, let's do a quick roll call today for our meeting minutes. My name is Tom Jolly and I am District Counsel.
My name is Ashley Tedesco. I'm Tom Jolly's paralegal.
My name is Leif Smith, District Chair.
Alex Dahlstrom, Board Member.
And Matt Wilcox, Board Member.
Craig Martin, I'm the PID Petitioner.
And I'm Brendan Campbell, District Accountant.
Thank you, everybody. We're just going to follow our agenda that we sent out. We do have one preliminary action item. Similar to prior meetings, for efficiency purposes, we'd like to propose that we combine all the meetings for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 through 5. Are there any questions with that?
No.
Seeing none, do we have a motion to approve combining and conducting the special meeting for Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure Districts numbers 1 through 5?
Motion to approve as stated.
We have a second?
Second.
So we have the motion by Leif Smith, the second by Matt Wilcox. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Motion does pass unanimously. Let's move now to our consent items. The first consent item is to approve the draft minutes of the board being held that was held on May 5th, 2025. The board did receive in its packet the proposed draft minutes. Open it up really quick to see if there are any questions on the draft minutes. And if there are none, do we have a motion approving the May 5th, 2025 minutes?
Motion to approve those minutes as stated.
Second.
Second.
All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Was that motion? I think it was Leif did the motion and Alex was.
Correct.
Okay, Alex Dawson second. Thanks. Just trying to get that correct for our meeting minutes. Let's move to our second consent item. This is to approve and ratify payment applications made and requisition requests made since the last board meeting. This is a requirement of the acquisition and reimbursement. It is necessary for the Board of Trustees to approve and ratify the payment applications and requisitions made since the last board meeting. Since we don't do those ratifications or approval resolutions every time you file for a reimbursement, do we have a motion to approve and ratify payment applications and requisition requests made since the last board meeting held on February 20th, 2025?
Motion stated.
Oh, excuse me, May 5th.
Motion to approve the items from May 5th as stated.
Thank you. So motion is made by, did you catch that, Leif? And with a second by,
second, yeah, I don't think
we have a second?
Second.
Second by Matt Wilcox. All in favor say aye or yes.
Yes.
Did,
just got one there.
We just heard one yes.
Yes.
I forgot to unmute. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We now can move to our action items, which is to consider accepting the Q2 financial statements for calendar year 2025. Again, the financials were provided in your board packet. Brendan Campbell of Pinnacle is here to go over those financials with the board. I'm going to turn the time over to him.
Great. Well, thank you for the opportunity to present the financials for the district. I'll go ahead and share my screen. All right. Are you all able to see the financial statements?
Yep.
Wonderful. So within the Soleil Hills Public Infrastructure District, financial statements, we have three different funds. We have our general fund, our debt service fund, and our capital fund. I will look at our capital fund first, and then we'll kind of go backwards, but start with the capital and then go to debt and then go to the operations. So the financial statements are through June 30th. So if there's been any activity over the last roughly 60 days, they're not incorporated in the financials. But these financial statements are accurate as of June 30th and are what we use to comply with state requirements, with bond compliance requirements, and then presenting them here to you all. So here we have the capital projects fund. What you can see is just a simple budget versus actual comparison. So this was the adopted 2025 budget, which essentially reflected the bond issuance transaction and all the associated activity. And then the actual, which is what has happened from that point through June 30th, and then the variances. And I'm going to start here in the other sources and uses section. You can see that bond proceeds, $28.4.5 million, no variance. We have our cost of issuance, which came in roughly on budget. There's a small contingency amount that wasn't spent. That'll just get wrapped up into the project fund after 90 days from point of issuance. So those monies will get moved and be available for the project. And then the transfer of the debt service, you can see, came in at $3.8 million as budgeted. Now, of those monies through June 30th, if you look at the capital outlay, funds requisitions to reimburse the developer were at about $19.6 million. In addition to that, up at the top, you can see interest earnings. So while those project funds are in the or with the trustee, they are in interest-bearing accounts and they are earning interest. And through June 30th, they had accrued approximately $67,000 of additional interest, which again is available for project reimbursements. So as of June 30th, we can drop to the very bottom here, or almost to the bottom, the ending fund balance. It shows an amount of $4.1 million. And that, as of June 30th, was what was remaining as available funds to repay or reimburse public infrastructure costs to the developer. Now, I will note that since then, there have been a requisition or two. And so we don't currently have $4.1 million. We're down to about $3.3 million remaining. And obviously, as you continue to submit those requisitions, those monies will get depleted. All right. From there, moving up, we have our debt service fund. This fund really for 2025 is going to be fairly stagnant, just because the repayment on the bonds doesn't start until 2026. So what you see here under other sources and uses, you'll see the money come in, which are required reserves that were set aside at bond closing. So that $3.8 million, and it just will sit in the account and accrue interest. Year to date through June 30th, we've accrued about $41,000 of interest. And that'll just sit there until we start to use it to pay the bond interest, bond payments starting in 2026. And that, generally speaking, reflects approximately 3 years of payments that are held in this account, to allow for the project to get off the ground, start generating its own revenues, if you will, and then start being self-sufficient to pay on those bonds. All right, any questions to this point? None, seeing none. Then we'll pause then here on our general fund. So the general fund, we had a placeholder budget of $50,000. You can see through June 30th, no invoices have been submitted or paid. So as those come through, those will get booked. But we don't have any activity to date in here. So that is the report that I have on the financial statements. Any questions?
Nope.
All right. Great. So Tom.
Okay. Well, I appreciate the presentation, Brendan. If there are no further questions from the board, I think we can entertain a motion to approve and accept the Q2 financial statements for the district.
I'm sorry, what was that?
Motion to approve as stated.
Yeah, second.
So we have a, do we have a second?
Yep. Motion by Matt, second by Leif.
Thanks. Motion by Matt Wilcox, second by Lee Smith. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. Let's move to our administrative non-action items. I didn't list anything on our agenda, so I'm going to quickly open it up to the board to see if there are any non-administrative items the board would like to discuss today.
None from me.
Okay. Looks like there are no further discussions. So we are at a point where we can entertain a motion to adjourn the meeting.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Thank you. So did you get? Okay, so Alex Dahlstrom made the motion with a second by Leigh Smith. All in favor say aye or yes.
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 Thank you. Motion passes unanimously. We stand adjourned. Wishing everybody a great day. It's good to see you.
You thanks, too. Tom. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.
Hey, Tom, thanks for being flexible, too, on moving this around. I appreciate it. There was something we just couldn't avoid, so
didn't mean
to throw that curveball at you, but I appreciate it.
Glad to do it. Have a great day, guys.
All right. Yep. Have a good holiday.
Yeah. We'll see you.
Bye.